You so much for being here. We will call the Wednesday, March 6th meeting of the Rules Committee to order. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Senators Bates.
Here.
Bates here. Monning. Roth.
Here.
Roth here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk here. Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here. We have a quorum.
We have a quorum, and I know that Mr. Monning is on his way. We had a Joint Legislative Audit Committee that he is coming from, so we will make sure and acknowledge his presence when he arrives. I, if possible, would love to take a motion for a consent agenda, possibly, unless someone pulls an item, on number 2, bill referrals, 3, joint committees, select committees, item 4 and 5, and I think we can do floor acknowledgments 6 through 8.
So moved.
Wonderful. Let me make sure. I'll make sure you're okay with that,
yes,
unless
yes.
You want to pull anyone. Okay. So we have a motion on for a consent calendar of items 2 through 8. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Bates.
Aye.
Bates. Aye. Monning. Roth. Roth. Aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk. Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins. Aye.
And we will leave the roll open so that Mr. Monning can add on when he gets here. Thank you. And with that, we will move to governor's appointees. And let me invite Keeley Bosler, the director of the Department of Finance, to come forward. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I think what we can do, Ms. Bosler, if you want to introduce anyone that's with you today, make your opening comments, and then we'll get right into it.
Thank you. Thank you, President Pro Tem and Senators. It's really a great honor that I sit before you today as the Director of Finance. And I want to first thank Governor Gavin Newsom for the absolute privilege to have taken this role. And so I want to start there. I'm here because of many people, both personally and professionally, and I want to first thank my family, and I am joined by my husband, Mitchell Bosler, today. he and my 2 daughters, Alessandra and Henrietta, they really ground me and support me in every way, every day, and so I'm very grateful to them. I also want to just quickly thank my parents, Marlene and Charlie, who are watching from our small family farm where I grew up. They taught me early on the value of hard work, and I'm very grateful for that. And I'm also very grateful for my in-laws, Bob and Sally Bosler. They're a huge part of our support system each and every day and help us to raise our 2 daughters. But I also want to thank the entire Department of Finance. The work products of my office are made possible only by all of their collective efforts and hard work. And so I'm very appreciative of all of them. And I also want to have a special thanks to Michael Cohen, my predecessor, who's here today. Just so much value and wonderful working with him my entire career. I've had many helping hands along the way, including many that I met here in the Senate. And I want to give special recognition to both Nettie Sablehouse and Diane Cummins, who are in the front row here today with me, and they've just been a huge support, and their guidance and support has really humbled me, and I'm so appreciative of them. As the Director of Finance, it's my responsibility to work with the governor and the state legislature to maintain the state's fiscal health, and it's my goal to fulfill that responsibility while also making investments that improve affordability and opportunity for all Californians. I've learned over the years, though, working on the state budget, that maintaining fiscal stability is an ongoing challenge. But it is also a necessary foundation that must be maintained for expanding programs. And I look forward to working with each of you as we maintain the state's strong fiscal foundation that we have today. So with that, I'd just like to answer any questions that you have for me today.
Well, thank you so much. And before we get started, I will acknowledge that Mr. Monning has joined us. And I'm going to give you a second to catch your breath. We did a consent calendar. Perfect. Madam Secretary?
Items 2 through 8. Senator Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye.
Thank you so much. So we will close the roll, and that passed unanimously. And now, I am happy to start. Mr. Roth, Senator, would you like to kick us off.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. I just want to say that I have been privileged to benefit from Ms. Bosler's extraordinary work for now going on 7 years that I've been in this fine institution. I think the governor's appointment of Ms. Bosler as Director of Finance is an exceptional one, and I look forward to voting aye at the appropriate time. I have absolutely no questions. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Well, that's quite a statement, Mr. Senator Roth. Mr. Vice Chairman.
I'd like to ditto the comments made by Senator Roth. And I really, really enjoyed our conversation yesterday. And I firmly believe that the new governor is going to at least fiscally mirror a lot of what the old governor did, which I think has benefited our state. And you shared the balancing act that you have to do, and I think that you understand that fully and that you're going to implement the will of the governor and the people of the California. So I'm looking forward to casting an aye vote as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Bates.
Thank you. I had the opportunity to just this morning interview Ms. Bosler as a new member of the committee, and I think most of the questions that I asked perhaps had been asked before, and she had excellent answers, and my concern has been really focused on the DMV audit, and she's picked that up, and I was very, very pleased with the depth of the answers that she was able to give going forward and how we will be looking at recommendations that come through that audit. I did have one question I didn't answer, and I think you may have answered it, Keeley, but let me repeat it again. It's what plan you have going forward so we identify maybe proactively some of the concerns that we have with agencies and their operation and their fiscal reporting. I say that because when I was a member of the Board of Supervisors several years ago, the audits that we got actually anticipated the problems and put into the report how we would address those going forward. And it was certainly by year. I mean, you can't get it all done in the first 5 months. So are we going to have a system as we look at some of these agencies, in particular DMV, and how we're structuring the remedies that need to be made in several areas? Most importantly, unfortunately, with government, we always have these IT problems. So just a quick comment on that. And, you know, then you already have my aye vote when they call. But I thought we should have that on the record. So I have it from my notes.
Yeah, I mean, such a good question. And something that I always want to impress on all of our staff as they're out talking to departments and identifying issues, it's really important to raise those up. And those can come in from all different channels. They can come in from the legislature. They can come in from members of the public. They can be raised through an audit. You know, these are all things that we should and we are looking at in order to get ahead of problems. We do have a research analysis unit that does tackle some of these identified problems and really does a more thorough analysis of what are the symptoms of the problem, but what are the underpinnings of the problem, but then also how do we address the issue. And that's a part of my department that I definitely will continue to support because they do really important work on those issues that we don't always have the time and the staff resources to take the more in-depth look at. I also oversee the Audits and Evaluation Division, and they also can be a resource to help to address and get at some of these more systemic issues that need to be solved. So I problem solving is part of our core values at finance, and it's probably the one that I really want to emphasize a lot because it's not just necessarily about holding the line on spending, but it's also about really looking at what the issues are, and sometimes that does require additional spending, and that's okay when we're solving a problem for the people of the state of California. So it's a very general answer, but it's something where each and every day it's a focus of our staff.
Well, thank you. That's a great answer and exactly the one I expected I would hear. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bates. Mr. Monning.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Ms. Bosler. Congratulations on this appointment. We've had the honor of serving together in different capacities. The toughest one, I think, was starting out during the recession in 2008, 2009, when the state lost about $30 billion in revenue. And you always maintained a sense of confidence as we navigated through, and I got that same sense of confidence yesterday when we spoke. A couple of questions that I think are worthwhile for the committee and for the public. Many believe we're headed towards a dip or a drop, not a question of whether, but when. How do you sleep at night? No. How do we forecast? How do we prepare? And what's your sense of confidence about our ability to weather that dip or that drop in the future?
Well, we've been working towards being able to respond in a better way than the last time we worked on this issue before by setting up a rainy day fund and continuing to put money into that fund. This is an issue that was front and center when we were building the budget with the governor, Newsom-elect at the time. And that's because we are almost 10 years into the current fiscal expansion. That's a record. And we are anticipating that there will be at some point a slowdown, and we've forecasted even mild recession could result in a $70 billion drop in revenues over a three-year period. So that's a daunting number, absolutely. But that's also why we've made a significant investment in the January budget in what we call budget resiliency. And this is a combination of several factors. One is continuing to build reserves, having those reserves that are set aside in the rainy day fund for exactly that, an economic slowdown. It's not our operating emergency reserves, but set aside for when we actually are going to need it. And then also continuing to pay down debts and deferrals, some of which were taken out many years ago. That is all going to help us to weather the volatility that does exist in our revenue system. And also just the corresponding requirements that we have on the expenditure side, both Proposition 98, but also many of our other entitlement programs that during economic slowdowns sometimes grow, and that's appropriate when people are losing their jobs and need additional support. So the combination of those two things does make managing the state's fiscal balance a very, very delicate matter, and it's very fragile, the state's balance. And so I'm very grounded in that those bad years, those recession years, and making sure that we're making choices that we will be able to sustain over the long run.
Thank you. And I guess I would just ask, in our communication between your agency and the legislature, any early warnings of concern, the more of us that can, without creating unnecessary panic, just any trends or tendencies, it would be helpful for us to know that as well.
Yes, absolutely, yes. And we will be updating our forecast for the May revision, which is we do the two times a year, and that's it's really going to be very important what happens in April. That's what we will be really looking at, clearly, is all of the revenue information that's coming in April. But also the broader economic indicators in the economy are also key, and we're monitoring those on a weekly basis.
Thank you. And then, Madam Chair, just my final, really a comment. I don't know how many know how many boards and commissions you sit on in your capacity, but Franchise Tax Board, Commission on State Mandates, Pooled Money Investment Board, Public Works Board, State Teachers Retirement System, State Allocation Board, and State Lands Commission. And we talked some about that role on the State Lands Commission. You serve with the State Controller and the Lieutenant Governor. In my district, about 200 miles of coastline, including the current site of Diablo Canyon Nuclear Facility that has announced its path to decommissioning. And I would just ask that, as a member of the State Lands Commission, that stay on your radar and the radar of the commission in terms of public safety first in potential future uses that benefit the state of California. So
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. We're going to turn to people who are here in support and opposition, but before we do, I don't have any questions. I had an opportunity to meet yesterday, but thank you, Mr. Munning, in the perspective of this public hearing, and we've had our opportunities to meet, but I also think we have vast experience already working with you, and I'm pleased to see the appointment come forward. We appreciate the way in which you have worked with the legislature, your availability to us on any number of issues, and look forward to that trend continuing. I did mention, and will again, just for the record, the desire that we figure out a way to work on a budget schedule between the May revision and the deadline that works and helps us as a legislature do the budget process, not in a compacted time. But I know you're aware of that, and I think we are well served by the experience, of course, that you bring at this point in time. It's just good to see that we have you continuing in this role with our new governor. With that, so I ask all my questions, and I appreciate the time you gave me yesterday. I want to ask the members of the public who are here and would like to come forward in support of Ms. Bosler. Please, you can actually use the mic over there. If you don't mind giving us your name and...
Jeff Neal with the California State Association of Counties. Just wanted to express our support for the nomination of Ms. Bosler. Of course, the counties are so entwined with the state's budget, providing so many of the state's services, and in her time at Finance, she has always proven herself to be open to talking with us about all of the many issues that matter so much to both the state and counties. So wanted to come and support her today. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Well, there's a familiar face standing up. You don't... You were just letting him back.
For the record, I think you've already, Michael Cohen, former director of finance, I think you've already figured out how special Keeley is. And just for the record, she has all the skills and abilities that you would want in this position. So happy to be here today and happy to support her.
Thank you, Mr. Cohen. Let the record reflect I strong-armed the former director of finance to come forward. It's great to see all of you here today. Anyone in opposition? Thank you very much. Happy to do so. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
That is unanimous. Ms. Bosler, congratulations and thank you. So now the real fun begins. We will go to executive session. I will wait on folks to leave.